and welcome to Marooned at Backbites Headquarters.
Day 496.
How are we all doing? I haven't got the chat up.
Renee said hello, how are we all doing?
Don't take my lines. Right, where's my chat call? Let's go up there and try that. Yay, it's there. Awesome. Right, refresh.
You do realise there's some people who might not know.
There might be. But I'm thinking most people will. Hello, Simon! In first. Hello, Sarah! CQ Deb! Is this you who can't spell, Mike?
Yeah, it was an accident.
Oh, hello, Renee. Hello, Kim.
You were mithering me asking me if I was ready.
Really?
which I wasn't.
Oh,
and I ended
what
up
happened?
Pointing, hello, hello.
Poor Simon. Rubbish working weekend. Oh, no. Hello, Tracy. Oh, no, and Kim's had a bad night as well. The farmer's had a stroke. Not looking good.
Oh, no.
Fingers crossed. Prayers coming. Tracy won't be able to be here for a while, but for a walk in the nearby city, Saturday ritual plus ice cream. Ah, we have ice cream. We have actually managed to have a delivery and have
ice
cream.
Yeah, we'll go for the second part of that Saturday ritual.
Yes. We'd love to say we could have a drink as well, but no water. Yes, I put an order in. And what did I say, Mike? He's forgotten already, bless him. I said this online shopping thing's a whole different skill set. I had everything
and
in the basket.
And I said, welcome to my world.
Had everything in the basket. You need £40 free delivery, otherwise it's £4 to deliver it. Hairs off, no problem, about £42 something. Gets there, says there's one item missing. I thought, I've literally only just put it in the basket, so which swine's had it before me? It was the water. It was bottles of 4 2-litre bottles of water. I mean, normally I'd order that in like 40s, but you can only have 4. But they'd gone, which had a knock-on effect of putting it below £40. So then they wanted to charge me £4 to deliver the other stuff. But the laugh of it was we were pretty much putting the order in for the water. So I managed to secure 20 litres of water in 5-litre bottles instead of the 2 litres. But that meant I needed to add something with it. So the good news is, won't be having them tonight though, will we? Maybe tomorrow. We've got duck rolls. Chinese duck rolls.
Yeah, I've stuck them in the freezer.
I needed £2 and this box of duck rolls was £2. So there we go. I have 12 duck rolls to play with. Oh, the world's gone potty, I'm telling you. So, yes. Then it was like, so when do we want them to come? And I said, well, they probably won't get here till tomorrow. And then when I looked at it, no, you can have it today. So I managed to get 2 ice creams in, but they only had 2 ice creams. And I wanted salted caramel, but they didn't have that. So I've ended up with creamy toffee. Which, you know, it's acceptable, but it's not salted caramel. You got double chocolate, didn't you?
I did.
So he's very happy with his little self. The thing was, the double chocolate was offered. There's a bit on the site. Tell me, does this make logical sense to you? Because it makes no logical sense to me. On the site, it says your previous purchases. Buy it again. And when I look at it, half of them have got a little black flash at the top that says replacement. So on this list, instead of my salted caramel, it said double chocolate. And I said, I don't want double chocolate. Don't show me my previous purchases with alternatives. Let me toggle that on and off. Not rocket science. But once Mike saw there was double chocolate ice cream to be had, it went in the basket. So now it really is something that I've ordered. Darn it. So still no salted caramel, but never mind. We passed up on the Lindor. We'll talk about this in by request. The Lindor is like, really? I'm going to need a mortgage. £5.90 for a tiny box of Lindor. I'm disgusted. So no Lindor either, but there you go. Tracy loved the swimming. GB doing so well so far. Yeah, now you see my hopes are on the cycling. That did not end well. I don't know how long he'd been on the bike before he fell off the bike, but he managed 14 kilometres and gave up. That's not good, is it? I don't know how long the cycling was, but I would have thought 14 kilometres is quite a way. Obviously, this must be road cycling and not the indoor cycling thing. But no, we were on for a medal for that and we didn't get there. But we did win the football. So doing quite nicely. Oh, right. Simon was going to ask if Catholics drink when you remembered Father Ted.
Yes, like, and I've replied to
a
that.
Fish.
That's exactly what I've put.
Like
I've added a word.
Yeah, Mike, but yes, they do. The rationale for that, they even build their own drinking dens. Seriously. Called the Parish Centre. They do that so they can have the kids in there with them. So it's a family affair. But yes, like fish. Literally. Oh, Deb's got a shortage on coffee. Not tried for tea and coffee. Our main shortages at the moment are water. What else was out of stock? What peeves me is you put it in the basket and by the time you get to the checkout, which is like 30 seconds later, we've not got any. So I opted for delivery today. So to be honest, from order to delivery was about 2 hours. And I decided in the end we'd have to get it today as soon as possible before they sold out of anything else. But we've got enough ice cream to keep us going till at least tomorrow. So it's not all bad. And there is better news. In fact, this news is so good. I feel we really need to pimp it up. It's very good. It's not fiesta good news, because that's ecstatic good news. This is just like that's pretty good news. It's cooler. They lied about the weather yet again. The weather app is just a joke. It really is a joke. It's comical to look at it and what it thinks is happening. So it's saying 24 degrees. And yet you're looking at it and it's not, it's 20. So they clearly have no clue what they're doing. In even better news, they've now saying that Thursday is going to be 17 degrees. And a couple of days ago, that was 20. So it's cooler. You'll notice no fans required, although the window's wide open. It's still warmer than I'd probably like it, but I can cope, which is grand news indeed. Oh, Kim's got more Toblerone. She really likes it. Which ones have you tried? There's the standard Toblerone. There's white Toblerone. Didn't you have fruit and nut Toblerone?
It's fruit and nut Toblerone.
Was there another one?
Yeah, there was orange. It was a limited
That's
edition.
That's right, a limited edition orange Toblerone. Try them all. Try them all, Kim. Now, didn't the Dutch win something? I've got a sneaking suspicion the Dutch actually won something. I don't think we have yet. The guy that won the cycling, I think, was it Ecuador? They've only ever won one gold medal. This was their second. And he was so excited. I tell you what I did watch today, sports-wise. I don't know if it's actually on right now. I've actually got no idea where this... Let me have a look. It was on the ITV, and I managed to catch it. Oh, now we've lost the channel again. Oh, God's sake. Oh, bad words are going to be said, I'm telling you. That was working 2 minutes ago. I've set it to record. Now it's not working. Now I've got to reboot it. Bad words. Just insert the bad word of your choice right there and just imagine that I said it. Oh, Kim! Fire alarm's going off. So much for roasted veggies. They're done when they're brown. I won't finish that. For if you're from the UK, you might know that. Right, let me have a look what this darn programme was this afternoon. It was not four in a bed. Thank God. Oh, it wasn't on four. Was it on four? I thought it was on four. Maybe it was five. Maybe I've not got a clue where it was. Oh, that's weird.
Simon wants to know if I've been in the confession box since my conversion.
Don't
Do
go
they have
there.
Mini bars in confession boxes?
No, but they should. No, but they should.
He assumes there's a naughty nun in every one.
No, sadly not. No. I hadn't been, when Mike started his conversion process, I hadn't been since I was a kid, but I had to show willing, obviously. So, a funny story. Rocked up at church one Saturday morning, having psyched myself up. It's all done with lights and mirrors now, you know. So, the light was on, so in I toddled. To my abject horror, it was not my priest, it was the other priest. Oh my God, it was agonising. So about, was it about 2-3 weeks later, you did yours? But, you know, Mike didn't even have to go in the box. So technically speaking, you've never been in the confessional, other than on the guided tour.
True.
No, I had to suffer that. Although the confessional at church, the confessional is two rooms. It's not just one. It's two tiny rooms. Or they do it as like a booth, a standalone booth. thing like a toilet at Glastonbury with two rooms in it. So you go in one and the priest is in the other, and then there's this little curtain affair between them. Well, we've got one of those at church, and that was the one that I went to years and years ago. But they've moved it. So I don't know why they moved it, but they've moved it, and it's a much bigger room. And you actually, there's a partition now rather than it being two separate rooms. But I wondered when we went back to church when Mum died, I'm sitting there looking at the confessional, wondering why people are going in and out like a yo-yo and coming out with boxes of treats. And the confessional's so tiny, there's barely room to sit down. So maybe that's why they moved it, because you wouldn't go wheelchair in there.
True.
So maybe that's why they did it. Anyway, they turned it into a storage room. So the storage rooms, both of them, both halves of the confessional, have little lights above them, but they're not actually the confessional. Can you imagine some poor person who goes in there, because it just happens to be the nearest church that Saturday morning when it's on, and then sits there outside the storage room waiting for the light to come on?
The light's on, but there's nobody there.
You'll be there all day. Oh, good grief. Yeah, I'm liking that idea, Simon. I shall take that up with the bishop. What we need is a minibar in the confessional. Oh, like every non-Catholic, you're obsessed by the idea of the confession box and assume that there's a naughty nun. No, there isn't a naughty nun. I'm sorry. A nun wouldn't be allowed in there. Not to hear your confession, because it's only the priest. And priests can only be men. So no, there'd definitely not be a naughty nun on the other side of it. Kim's watching the dressage. Netherlands and GB are doing well. We're pretty decent, I think, aren't we, with the horse stuff? Didn't Zara Phillips win a silver medal at one Olympics? Simon was watching the air rifle competition, doing a sterling job, third or fourth. I did see the medal ceremony for that. I can't remember who won. Somebody just pipped Japan, I think, but I can't remember who. Was that the Netherlands lady that won? That could have been it, the one that won. I have no idea. Renee, 19 and raining. No, we've not got rain. It's still muggy warm, but it's a lot cooler than it was. And every now and then, there's the blessed relief of a smidgen of a breeze. Oh, needless to say, though, in the UK, I want to share this with you. You know, we said that there was rain. Where's it gone? Where are we going now? Oh, have you seen that main story, Mike? A woman's died from severe burns, Berry.
Yeah.
Would be, wouldn't it? I wonder if it's under weather. Where's the weather thing in pitch? England. Yeah. Weather. Where have you gone? Oh, there you go. There's a 20-foot hole appeared in Liverpool. We've got a sinkhole after a pipe burst. There it is. That's the one. That's the one. Now, I don't know where it was, so let me have a look where it was. Hampshire. Oh, that's quite away from us. But I thought I'd pop this in because Kim said, be careful if it gets cooler. Well, there was a thunderstorm. The rest is history, as they say. So that's the link. If you go down, you'll see that's not the picture I saw. But the second picture, the first one's a video. The second one's a picture, and you can see the fire brigade there. The roof of a house, it got hit by lightning and the roof has gone. Can you imagine in the middle of a pandemic, where on earth are you going to be? So it actually struck the roof of this house and set the entire roof on fire. By some miracle, the fire service managed to get the fire out without the rest of the house actually burning down to the ground. And if you live next door to that, that's bad news. But yeah, the roof's totally gone. Oh, it's on the news right now, this. A neighbour's pointing to it and saying, yes, it burned down, which we can pretty much see. But yeah, the rest of the house is still standing. like I say, by some miracle. So let me get that. Somebody's got some drone footage of it there. But that's what happens. As soon as we don't have rain, then that happens. In fact, that looks like two houses to me. Maybe not, but it looks like two houses. So that was bad news. Yoga should be in the Olympics. Why not? Why not? There's other stupid things. What's that other one? The one with the ribbon. Where they just ponce about waving a ribbon in the air. That one.
Not like waving a chicken in the air.
Yeah, pretty much. There are some really weird things in there. I don't see why we can't have yoga. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, the strength that you need for some of those positions, why not? Mini bells in the confessional for the priest or the person giving the confession. Well, that would depend, wouldn't it? Or maybe both. you'd go more often if they gave out treats. Oh, doing when you go vote here. When you go in, there's like a bowl of sweets and you can have a sweet because you've been a good person and voted. But, you know, we do postal vote now, so we'll have to buy our own. Never mind. Oh, the Chinese girl won. Shot a terrible last shot, looked on the verge of tears. The Russian girl only needed to score 8.4 out of 11 and hadn't gone below 10.2. Wow. And just blew it. Oh. The real pressure shot. When we went to, was it NID? Yes, it was NID. We went away on a Catinian weekend and it went down to the archery. And I won't say Chidge is competitive, but oh my word.
Oh, Chidge is competitive.
He is competitive. And everyone was like, Elaine's going to win. It went down to the last arrow for the two of us. So he shot first. And he wasn't pleased with his shot. But, you know, all the pressure's on me then. I've just got to get closer than he did with his. Which I did and I won. Never heard the end of it, did we? Sulked for a week. Chidge doesn't lose well, let's put it like that. So I can understand the pressure shot. Because as I'm stood there with the thing and, you know, the tension, if you hold it too much, you'll start to shake. So I'm like, I've just got to get this in. The pressure was there. I totally understand that. Sarah's in Hampshire. I hope it was nowhere near you. But there did look to be a lot of thunder and lightning. The sky was lit up there. They've got one of Portsmouth Harbour further down the page. And then there's that full moon as well behind Edinburgh Castle. Quite what that's got to do with the bad weather, I don't know. But that was bad news. We just want it cooler. We can do without the thunder and lightning and all of the drama. Let's just have it a little bit cooler. Do you know, I've not been to Portsmouth since before that Spinnaker Tower thing was there. It's a weird looking thing. Is it a hotel or something? It does look very weird. Like they've forgotten to build the rest of it. And I can see it's got lights on the top as well. It's so much taller than everything else. I'm not really sure of the point unless it does something. Let me know if you know what it does.
Right, I'm going to play with the dog.
Is she still lying on her back, enjoying herself in the garden?
Not.
She was telling her lady bits in the garden, wasn't she?
She was.
Yep. Simon enjoyed it. It was gripping. Excellent. Pressure's tough. Once every 4 years. Mixed double in the archery and the Duchess choked at the end. Oh, no. That's what that article was talking about yesterday that I mentioned with Katarina Johnson Thompson. I saw her about 5 years ago and it was just like watching Gareth Southgate take that penalty all those years ago. And I saw his run-up and I thought he's going to miss it. There's no way he's going to score. There's no confidence. And I saw Katarina Johnson-Thompson and she was very good, but there was one... She's in the heptathlon and I can't remember. She's very good at shot, I think. And high jump and running. But there was something that she wasn't brilliant at. I think it was javelin. And it was like her weakest. But, you know, out of all the things you do for heptathlon, one of them's going to be your weakest. But the thing was, she just looked beaten before she'd even done the run-up. As though she was thinking, like, this is my worst thing and I'm going to do really badly. And I thought, if you just had more confidence. And that's what this article was about, that the... she swapped her coach and it was all to do with a mental attitude. So I think that's probably more important, the mental attitude is more important than the skill set, because everybody's ballpark in the skill set. It's who takes it on the day. So there should be more in the way of mental health support come mindset training, I think. Right, let's come down here. Never sure who to support when it comes to China and Russia. Neither. Who's up for the bronze? Oh dear. I always think the Netherlands look amazing in their stuff because it's orange and they just so stand out. Andover's 20 minutes away. No, we've had nothing like that. We had one rumble of thunder. I think that would be Thursday night. Yeah, Thursday night it was, just after Marooned. And I thought, oh, is this storm coming? But then, no, it didn't. We just got torrential rain for 5 minutes and then it heated up again. And today is cool. The sky's kind of a very pale blue stroke grey. But it's just humid and that's it. It's not bad. It's not bad. I can live with this. If it was like this for the last 10 days, I'd have been fine. It's just when it gets silly that I can't handle it. Orange is a national colour. Yeah. And I just love it. I love it that it's such a bright colour. Because, you know, when we pick a second colour here, we pick stupid like grey. And again, it's to do with they must feel such pride when they put that shirt on because it's so distinctive. Everybody knows who they are. You don't have to ask. I saw somebody in a webinar the other day. This guy's American. I think he lives in... It's California. I think it's LA, but don't quote me. And I saw him and I did a triple take. He had an England football shirt on. I thought, what are you doing? Isn't that sacrilege? I don't know. I have no idea. Let's carry on here. Yes, Lola has gone back to her puppyhood and wants to play football all the time. So she's running around like a two-year-old. The horse's ears looks like unicorns from the side. Oh, fabulous. No, I haven't seen much of it. The thing I saw today, I thought it was part of the Olympics or an advert for the Paralympics, which I'm presuming are on, but I don't know at some point. It was actually, where's it disappeared to? The FA Disability Cup. It was amazing. So football, FA as in Football Association. And there were different disabilities. And the first one that I saw, I wasn't watching it. It just kind of came up. And I glanced at it. And I thought, that kid's good. So this kid is stood there. And he's doing... We have a thing called keepy-uppy. It's like welly bobs, this, isn't it? Keepy-uppy. Keepy-uppy is where you have the ball and you kick it up in the air from your foot. And then you keep doing that. So you might swap your foot. You might kick it over your head. But basically, you keep the ball off the ground by kicking it up all the time. So this kid was going from one leg to another. So he was kicking it up with his left leg and then swapping the leg that he stood on and then kicking it up again with the other leg. So I'm thinking that good kid's pretty good at that. He couldn't have been more than 10 to 12, this kid. At which point, thank God the subtitles were on, or I would have been none the wiser, because as I say, it was just in the corner. He only had one leg. The other one was a blade. And I thought, you're kidding me? I thought, are the subtitles like a mile out? You know, and this kid's got a different disability. No, this kid had one leg. He was amazing. It went from him to the amputee game. So these players, I think there was five on a team, and they were all playing on crutches, and they only had one leg. You should have seen them. They were brilliant. They were amazing. Then they went on and showed you the blind section. So they're all different sections, depending on the disabilities. But the blind one, I know how they keep track of the ball. There's a bell in it. And they learn from the tone of the bell where the ball is supposed to be. But the only way you would have known that these players were unsighted was the fact that to make it even for everybody, so some of these people, they've all got a sight impairment, but the degree of it is different. So to make it fair, they all actually wear blindfolds, on top of the fact that, half of them are already blind to start with. So they all come out and they've got a hand on each other's shoulders so they know where they are in relation to their team. And then they line up and they started playing. And, you know, they were amazing. There was no like, oh, the ball went over there, but I'm not quite sure where. They were stunning. As if that wasn't good enough. I'm amazed at them. I really am. I take my hat off to them. It went to penalties. And I thought, you're kidding me. Because these goals were smaller than a standard goal. And I looked at it and I thought, you know, you'd struggle to get that if you were sighted. Nobody missed. And I said to Mike, now can you see why I get angry with Rashford? Rashford's always got, well, for a start, we know what his run-up's like, the Riverdance scene 3. He piddles around rather than just actually getting the ball in the net. But then, as soon as he misses, we've got 17 excuses from Sunday why he missed. And they're all calling him names as well. Really? Grow a pair. Oh my God, these people were amazing. One went straight in the top corner. It was that good, I wound it back and I said to Mike, look at this penalty. So he said, yeah, that was pretty good. I said, the guy's blind. Mike went, what? It was amazing. Oh, amazing. So I don't know if the Paralympics are on, but I'll probably watch that. They were stunning. I didn't even know that was a thing. But it's good that it's on TV now, because it never has been before. Oh, it follows. Good. Good. Because what I love about them is the humility, and the skill is just amazing. But like I said with Johnson Thompson, after she lost this thing, she was just in floods of tears. And you're like, but did you really, really think you were going to win? Because you certainly didn't look like that. And obviously 5 years on, she's come out and said no, she needed something that was like a positivity injection. But they were amazing. I would love to watch that again. So I will put that down that I will watch. The trouble is, it gets me every time. The Olympics, I said this, I think it'd be 9 years ago now on Twitter, and American people didn't understand me. They didn't understand what I was saying at all. Right, the Olympics is on BBC One and BBC Two. So you get wall-to-wall Olympic coverage when it's on. No adverts. The BBC is funded with a national TV licence. So you don't pay any extra directly to the BBC. You buy the licence, but you have to have the licence whether you watch the BBC or not. You need to have a licence to own a TV. In fact, it goes broader than that. Any equipment capable of receiving TV signals. So you need it for a computer if you put a card in it that can do that. So despite the fact we don't have a physical TV in the house, we do need a TV licence because we have something that's capable of receiving TV. So when you watch the Olympics, you know, it's wall-to-wall chit-chat while they fill in between the competitors and stuff. But when it came to the Paralympics, it was on Channel 4. Channel 4 is advertising funded. Honest to God, you were in the middle of a competition, they went to adverts. And they went picture in picture. After people complained, and I played holy hell on Twitter. After people complained, they then put the event picture in picture. But instead of putting the ad in the small window, no, they put the competition in the small window and they put the ad full screen. So I made this comment on Twitter and I said, and I added, I think, Channel 4 and the brands that had advertised. And I said, I am making a list of those who bought advertising during this and I will never buy your products again. And I got these American people with like, but that's how it is. No, not here. It's not. No, I wanted to know why the BBC hadn't bought the rights to the Paralympics. And that way you wouldn't be bombarded with adverts. I don't mind adverts between the events, but not just as somebody's taking the final shot. And that's what they did repeatedly. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I loathe that. So I don't know who's got it yet. We'll find out shortly, I'm sure. Right. Kim's roommate in college used to teach the blind to snow ski. I mean, the courage that must take. Absolutely unbelievable. I did not know Germany were good at dressage. I had no idea. You have free TV if your antenna can receive the signal. Oh, we wish. Oh, we wish. No, we've always had a TV licence. It causes... It's a political football, is the TV licence. What's always been the case, I believe, I think this is true, it may have been introduced in the 70s. I cannot remember. But as far as I can go back, there has been a free TV licence for the over 75s. I think it's over 75. But they then decided that was costing a bit much. So they take that away. Well, to say the proverbial hit the fan was an understatement. And, you know, you've got the Tory government are more likely to want to charge than the Labour government. But neither of them really wants to come out and sort of go against it or go for it. It's always just kicked around as an idea. And then they'll pass it over to the BBC to make the final decision. But the government will make it clear that, you know, they're not getting any more money. So if they don't replace the money that would be lost by having these free licences, then the BBC, while they technically have the final say, don't really have a choice. So, yeah, it doesn't end well. It doesn't end well. When we switch to digital, you can no longer get free TV because you're on a satellite. What we did when we went to digital, there was still a free option, free-ish. Well, it was free. There was no subscription. You didn't have to pay. But you did have to buy a digital box. So it was about £12 to £15 for this box. And back in the day, it was probably about 8 to 10 inches wide, about 8 to 10 inches square, this thing. It did give you more channels than you would get analogue, though. Thing with them was they never lasted 5 minutes. If we bought one of these things for Mum, we must have bought about 8. And the thing was, we'll just get the same model or get the same model because we've got a remote control for it. So we ended up with like a box downstairs with about 8 to 10 remote controls in it. Seriously. Unbelievable. But then that changed. And then I think she did get a TV after that that had a digital tuner built in. So you didn't need the box anymore. But it doesn't matter in what way. Even if you never watched the BBC, so you don't watch free-to-air stuff, say, and you only ever watch satellite, you still need a TV licence. There's no way around it. They were talking about making it not a criminal offence because people have been sent to jail for not buying a TV licence. And some people object on principle to a TV licence and just won't pay for it. And how they check, they send around detector vans. This used to be a thing when I was a kid. A van would come up the road, like a big, we would say like a transit van, a large-ish van, the type that would be like a surveillance van. Comes up the road and he's got like antenna on the top. And if you see the TV licence man coming, you're going to potentially have to produce your TV licence. People used to dash out to the post office and buy one. It was unbelievable. Apparently they're still a thing. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not as much as it was because I don't think they've got the money. I do remember they got in touch with when I was working, I was an article clerk to the owner of the practice, and he put me in charge of all his stuff. And part of this was he just moved house and he bought a TV license. The only issue with it was they didn't believe they had no record of him buying this TV license, and they were threatening to send him to court, and he was a solicitor. Oh, it went on and on and on. So I ended up speaking to them, the TV licensing people. I think they're in Wales. And I said, he has a TV license. I have it in my hand. We've got no record of it. I said, well, you know, you sent it to him. You sent it to him. No, no. I had to fax them a copy of it. It was unbelievable. That's what they're like. If they get their teeth into you, that's it. The laugh of it was, Mum was over 75 when she died. Dad was over 75 when he died, so initially it was in his name. So he died the 11th of September. So the TV license needed renewing the following year in July. By which time, Mum was well over 75 anyway. So she got in touch. I said, we need to sort the TV licence out. We got in touch with them. And they said, yeah, no problem. You can keep that one. And when you renew it, just change the name and put your mum's name on it. So I said, right. So I'm making all these notes for her. So when the time came, that's exactly what I did. So then, of course, you know, you've got all this stuff going through your mind when somebody dies. And with that, it was really simple. We were just swapping it to Mum. But the difficult part came when Mum died, which was the 23rd of December, and the TV licence wasn't due for renewal again until the following July. And I said to Mike, we'd have to do something with TV licence because, you know, neither of us are over 75. So I gets on to the TV licensing people, expecting the usual fiasco. So I gets on and I explain that Mum had died and that. And do you know, they were really nice. It was like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So I said, no, it's fine. I just need to give you some money for the TV licence. And she said, no, just renew it in July and put your name on it. And then you'll get a bill. So we actually ended up getting like 8 months. But at that stage, there was only Mum's TV and it's not been turned on since. But yeah, you still have to pay for the licence. Oh, the badminton's on and the US are getting beaten by China. Oh, dear. Simon says, who would know these things? Because he's keeping a big eye on Bongo, aren't you, Simon? They've looked at means testing the free licence for OAPs, but when they do, it'll cost more to administer than it saves. That's the issue, isn't it? I mean, there are people who are over the age and can easily afford it. But you can't, it's not like child benefit, is it? Child benefit, you're entitled to it, irrespective, but some people just don't bother claiming it. But I think with the TV licence, it's a proactive thing, so I don't think you'd get away with it. Simon's understanding about the detective van was that they had a huge aerial so they could have their own TV in them. See a pattern of lights and shadows matching what they saw on people's curtains. Oh, wow.
She's now in the garden eating a dentist stick.
As long as she's happy. Which proved that they were watching the TV. They just switched channels until they could match a station to the flickering curtains. Must look it up and find the truth. That's incredible. Ah, now you see. Now, this is totally irrelevant now. But you know this thing of, like, if there's a TV on in the house, which would flicker, Simon's quite right, then there's somebody home. You can actually buy a light that is like a fake TV. So it uses hardly any electric. But from the outside of the house, let's see if I can find one. It looks like there's a TV on. There they are. They're not that expensive. And we have one of these things. And it does. It changes all kinds of colours. It goes from like black and white flickering to all different kinds of coloured flickering. So let me get one. That one's like the first one that comes up. It's on 24/7. Oh, that's not working. Hang on. Let me click that. That's better. There we go. There's the link. So it's not that big, but the way that it's shaped makes the lights that come out of it from the outside of the house look like there's a TV on. People must think we've got square eyes because that's flickering away all day, every day. Obviously, I don't really need it now, do I? Because we're in the house and everything's flickering on and off. But there you go. I could do that instead. They'd never know, Simon. If they charge you, do you have to watch commercials? Well, yes, Kim, because you're paying technically for BBC content and the other free-to-air channels. The BBC is free-to-air, but you have to have a licence or you'll get into trouble. But the other channels don't get any money from the licensing, so they have adverts on them. But my argument was, I felt it was off that the Olympics themselves were big enough for the BBC, but they didn't want the Paralympics, and I thought that was poor. I thought the BBC should have taken both. And I can see, you know, for Channel 4 to take it, which they did, was better than nobody taking it. And I didn't eat. I mean, the adverts would be intrusive, and you know me, I don't like adverts full stop. But I would have put up with that, but not during the competition. I thought that was just taking the proverbial. I mean, to give you an idea, if the football is on ITV, which is one of our advertising free-to-airs, you will have, if there's 30 minutes run-up to the football, I can guarantee you over 15 minutes, so over 50% of that will be adverts. They even take an advert break when the teams walk out. You see the teams walk out and then they warm up for like a minute and a half. And they even take an advert break for that. It's literally like you can barely get the football in, honestly. And it is, it's just annoying. But, you know, if you're going to do that in the middle of a competition, like I said, you could have adverts running along the bottom. So not like video adverts, but you could have adverts running along the bottom that were text-based adverts. You think of a news channel, they do that all the time with headlines. And the other thing is you can go picture in picture, which they did, but keep the sport on the big one. All they were doing was annoying me. And I stuck to that as well. The people that advertised, I never bought anything from them again. And they could say in their defence that they were trying to support the Paralympics. But they're the ones with the power to try and influence Channel 4 to not cut the events for adverts. But they didn't. So, yeah, I vented my spleen. Renee says, just checked, we don't pay a licence anymore since 1999. It's all in the taxes. I don't honestly think that would work here, Renee. on the basis that then only people in work who were paying taxes would be paying it. Is it means tested in any kind of way, or is it a flat fee that's included? I don't see the political will being there, I'll be honest, to make much in the way of changes. Like I said, they just kick it around like a political football. And it annoys me. It really does. Some people would struggle to pay that amount more than other people would. What's the current price? I think it's about £144, isn't it? Do you happen to know off the top of your head how much a TV licence is?
Yeah, I've just paid it.
Oh, good. How much is it?
I'll tell you. How did I pay it? I think it was £159.
Oh, it's gone up then.
But I will tell you in a second.
TV licensing.
Yeah, I got an email the other day that said you only have a few days left to pay it. I thought, cheeky, what's it?
I've got, cheeky bad words.
Yeah, I've got till the 31st. So I've actually got a week.
Oh, yes, but that's not long.
I paid it the
other day. Do you know, it doesn't even say. So do we get our license via email now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem, isn't it?
I've stuck it in Slack.
That's all very well, but like a printed copy stuck on the board, should anybody knock on the door, which I can't do because the printer's acting up.
So I'll go around to the library.
Yeah, but we're not doing people, are we, Mike? We're not doing people at all. That is a really bad website. It really is. And it just doesn't tell you the actual price. Just give me the price.
I can't because I've got to put
in... Not you, I'm talking to the website.
I've got to put in me memorable characters to this app, which I've never had to do.
I'm not being funny, Mike, but if you put it in Slack, isn't the price on it?
Probably not.
Oh, you see, they're being stealthy. Stealthy.
I don't know. I just paid it and put it in Slack.
Right, UK 2021. Let's try that. Oh, really? Aha. Right.
It's 159, wasn't it?
159. Thank and a you. Black and white licence, if you've only got a black and white receiver, is £53.50.
Do they have those anymore?
Do you know some people do still buy? Mm. And some people buy just a radio licence. Yes, so it's £159 a year. If you are blind or severely sight impaired, you can apply for a 50% concession, and that will cost you £79.50.
Could make a comment there.
Don't.
Yes, it would be...
it would be in very poor taste. Leave it alone.
Well, you've spent the last 2 weeks talking about it.
I'm not saying a word. I'm being very good. Being very good now.
In relation to a certain football.
Yes. Oh, we've just done that. You missed all of that. I was telling them about that fabulous programme today. No, there's nothing else. You can start a payment plan if you can't afford it, and they'll direct debit it for you. So yeah, £159, absolutely outrageous. You didn't know they made black and white TVs anymore. If you have a black and white TV from way back when, you should be all right now without a licence, because if it's an old TV, and it has an analogue receiver. They're not broadcasting analogue TV anymore. So on that basis, it can't receive programmes. So I don't know why you'd be paying anyway. But there you go. Yeah, Alex is on the ball, 159. That's the problem with ITV. There's too many adverts. They've gone crazy with adverts. When you think about it, that's not the only way that they raise money either. Some of the programmes are sponsored. So at the beginning of a programme, it will say, like, you know, Inspector Moore sponsored by Specsavers or whoever. And they get money for that as well. Didn't the Meerkat people, Compare the Market, sponsor Coronation Street? And the meerkats used to walk up and down Coronation Street. I quite like a meerkat. Meerkats are rather good. I could live with a meerkat, let's put it like that. Can you watch the BBC on the internet for free? Yes, you can, Kim. But you will see a message flash up that says you need a TV licence to watch this. Have you got one? Now, you could say yes. But what they then did was, to try and cut down on people doing just that, they wanted your postcode. And then they would check whether there was a licence at that address. So in your BBC account, your account was reset and you couldn't get in back into it until you added a postcode. So we've got all of those shenanigans going on. Obviously, if you were to watch from abroad and put the postcode, of, you know, via a VPN, and put the postcode of, say, oh, Buckingham Palace in, you'd probably get away with it. But you technically should have a TV licence. So while it is technically free to air on the internet, not totally. They've got you however you try and do it, trust me. I do want to appreciate, though, that the BBC, they don't do themselves any favours. They do not cover themselves with glory, don't the BBC? Because when you see what they pay their staff, it's absolutely obscene money. So Gary Lineker used to be a footballer, and I believe he is their highest paid presenter. But when he first started presenting Match of the Day, how bad was he, Mike?
Very wooden.
Oh, he was appalling.
About as wooden as me presenting Marooned.
Well, he was appalling. So over the years, obviously he's improved, but he's now just become cocky with it, to be honest. But I think he was paid almost $2 million a year, something ridiculous. Now, their argument would be, well, they'd lose him. Well, fine. Don't let the door at your backside on the way out and get somebody cheaper, because it's licensed payers' money that's going to paying him silly, silly amounts. Another example is we have a newsreader, Hugh Edwards. He's not to everybody's taste. He's pretty much a Welsh fundamentalist, isn't he? He really is. Alistair McGowan does a fabulous takeoff of him. But again, he's a newsreader. So he reads the news. Now, there is a skill involved in that, I'll admit. There really is. I've seen behind the scenes footage. And yes, it's a high pressure job and there's a skill in it. But why are we paying him £750,000 a year for doing it? Because do you know what? There's a skill required in being a doctor, a brain surgeon, a dentist. There's a skill in that as well. And we're not paying them £750,000 a year. So however stressful it is, you've not exactly got somebody's life in your hands. So people kicked off only about 10 days ago over that, because the BBC then, that this used to be private information, but the BBC then got dragged into you've got to, you know, be open and tell us how much you're paying people. So they did. And people were absolutely horrified. But out of the money that they've got, that they've always had, they do now have to spread it thinner, because they've got all of their internet stuff to do, which, you know, 20, 30 years ago, they didn't. They weren't spending any kind of money on that. So I guess they do quite well, probably because another way that they make money is that they have BBC Enterprises. And BBC Enterprises used to produce DVDs and videos and things. And any money raised off that also goes in the BBC pool. So, yeah, it's a minefield here. Minefield. Right, so what's Renee saying? In 1 year, you had a bloke on TV saying that you mailmen we outfitted with little devices to check if I had a TV or radio. People wouldn't pay the licence, so to avoid being discovered, they packed the TV in aluminium foil. Oh, aluminium foil sales went through the roof. Do you know, maybe it was the aluminium foil manufacturers who came up with that. Oh. I think, though, Tracy, you know, when you say using your mother's address and a VPN, you know, you actually lived here. And there are people who don't live here who are doing just that. The BBC need a better way. I mean, one way would be, and I don't understand why you wouldn't do this, a TV licence got a number. So if they were really intent on this, just ask you to put your TV licence number in and they could check the name. Now, obviously, there's a smidgen of an issue with that. Oh, the other thing you need your TV licence for is you needed to have it with you or fill in the details when you bought a device that was capable of receiving. So when I bought a DVD writer, it was you need to fill in the TV licence in details. And I said, it's not in my name. She said, oh, it doesn't matter. It's you know, it belongs to the house, but you need to fill it in. So I had to put my dad's details at this point. So you do need it when you buy equipment. So if the BBC were serious about stopping people from abroad, they'd ask for the TV licence details, which would need a name and an address. But seeing as though they're not, a postcode is it doesn't even restrict it to just your house. A postcode, for us, the postcode is 8 houses. So they could pretty much track you down. But some aren't. Some are like 20 houses. So they're only restricting it to about 20 houses to start with. So if they were serious, they'd want the licence number. But they're not. You paid for a month of Eurosport, but finally the BBC commentators, so much more funny and informative. That they may be, Tracy, but they're not worth $750,000 a year. Oh, my. You've never been as wooden as him. He was terrible. He really was. Didn't somebody put that on YouTube?
I don't know, because I've been looking for it on YouTube and I couldn't find it.
I did see it somewhere. Maybe he's asked for it to be taken down, because he really was bad. Not good. Right. Lineker. First match of the day. Let's see if we can get that. It must be there. It must be. Oh, there was the day he presented it in his pants. That was a good one. He made a bet with somebody. Don't do that. Don't do that. Surely it must be. Tracy will find it on YouTube. The first time Gary Lineker presented match of the day. You might find it filed under W for wooden. It was bad. It was bad. It was one of those things you wouldn't want out there if you'd done it. And, you know, and I appreciated him back then, to be honest, that he was petrified.
He asked a man once to come about 8:10.
That's fine.
That's fine, isn't it?
Yeah. They asked a man cometh late, but we knew what he didn't have, like radishes. So I had to put the radish order in with Morrison's as well. No, he was human then. He was vulnerable. But he's just become a cocky swine. Oh, gets right on my nerves. But I must find that video. I must find it. He was bad. He was very bad. All whippet and flat cap up north. That. Well, we do have Granada reports up here. So, yeah, it's a bit Liverpool skewed. Kim preferred the Canadian broadcast, but you can't get it anymore. Oh, no. You think it should all be free regardless and let the adverts pay for it.
Right.
Or, indeed, you could opt out of the adverts. So what ITV do, I don't know if Channel 4 do the same. But what ITV do on the internet side of it is you can pay for like a pro account and then you can watch their content online and there are no adverts in it. There's obviously the other way, which I couldn't possibly condone, which is there are certain applications that will let you download the programmes and there are no adverts in even the ITV ones there. Obviously, I couldn't possibly condone that. I'll just find you the link for the app, but I can't possibly condone that. Let me find
I've told it. Him I've got something to do bang on 8 o'clock.
Yeah, don't come early.
Yeah.
Don't come early.
Any time
that.
After that, I've got to press a button.
Right, there we go. There we go. There's a link for something I couldn't possibly recommend, but it works brilliantly. Love it. I've got 14 gigs worth of stuff on there. But, you know, with a VPN, you can get through and you can watch it. You just need a postcode. And to get a postcode, just search for a business in the UK. But, you know, Buckingham Palace works well. Or Clarence House. That one's a little bit more niche, but it works. I don't like watching them online because even the BBC are now putting trailers for other shows in their content. And I'm like, that's an advert. But to them, it's not. It's a trailer. What can I say? I just don't like watching adverts. And the other thing that I do, I watch it using Inner. If you remember that app that I demonstrated, love Inner. And I can change the speed of it. So I can watch a 60-minute programme. If I go to 1.25 speed, you won't notice the difference. You'll just save 25% of your time. So that's what I do. So, yeah, that definitely needs it. It is all about the money, you're quite right. But what annoys me is the waste of money when they're spending like 2 million on Gary Lineker. Any idiot can sit there and introduce Match of the Day. Why does it have to be Gary Lineker? And to pay him that kind of money for a job that's got no jeopardy in it, has it? I mean, what's the worst that you could do? It's not even live, it's pre-recorded. So you wouldn't even stumble and say a bad word.
Bad words were said.
I would quite happily present Match of the Day, and I'd say it as it was as well, so Rashford
might
not want
to watch. Would you present it in your underpants?
No, I wouldn't have the need. People would watch anyway. But like I say, I would tell Rashford exactly where it was at.
Ah... 3 minutes.
3 minutes, 3 minutes. Okay, 3 minutes. Right, I'm forwarding you on a mail, Mike.
Right.
Send a little mail to Mike. There we go. Don't send it to the wrong Mike, because I've got about 19 Mikes in there. Right, there we go. Awesome. I've still got my essay to do. I've changed the topic for today 3 times so far. So I should just do a mashup, shouldn't I? And just let you sort the mess out. I thought I'd write about this, but I've changed my mind and write about that. No, I've gone back to the original one. But today is day 29. Tomorrow's is taken care of. I pretty much knew that before I even got going, because what would tomorrow be? Day 30. What I learnt from writing consistently for 30 days. I think everybody's going to do that as a topic. So I'll probably do that. I've got to do that. I think that's the prompt for tomorrow. But today's, they left it to me. So at the moment, I'm tending towards audio applications and what I use each one for. Oh, there's the idiot on the bike. You muppet. Total muppet. So that's today's. Dee sent an entry in for Brooklands. Did we get it? Did we get Dee's entry?
Where did you send it?
Don't ask me.
Oh, it's in. I think she put it in Slack.
It probably be in Slack, I would have thought. Oh, Kim saw yesterday's. What was yesterday's? I've totally forgotten. It's that bad. Oh, naughty, naughty me. Let's have a look. I will go to it in there. Right, let me have a look.
What I think Dee put it in Slack. I'll go and get it.
Oh, yes, your time and all the apps that I've got for managing my time. And you know, I do. I actually I looked at that and I thought, how many different time apps have you got, woman, and how many do you need? Obviously, Google Calendar. I did see it with Richard Chamberlain. Quite right. And then there was... Is that a one? It is a one. Full screen clock, which I use during the radio, obviously. And then all of the other ones that I do. But guest time is just so cool. Guest timer reminds me of an old app called Alarms. And Alarms, you used to just pull on it and pull it down. And the whole screen moved down. Oh, I loved it. But it broke when Lion came out. But guest time is about as good as it gets. I don't think it's expensive, but it's a good one, that. And I have all these apps all to do with time.
30 seconds.
Okay, so for the moment in here, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.